Blog Talk Radio.
It's now time for That Otaku Life with your host, I'm a nerd, bitch, George. Harley's Love Shack.
Knock, knock, Gordon. Say hello to you.
To talk about that otaku life, cosplay, video games, comics, and all nerd topics. Here on the Roman Show Network, we bring you that otaku life.
And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of That Otaku Life. I'm broadcasting live from a cardboard box due to Harley blowing up our studio 2 weeks ago, hence why we weren't able to be live last week due to the destruction. As a matter of fact, even our co-host Molly is a little late because she's trying to find the box that I'm in right now. But of course, guys, welcome to That Otaku Life. I am your host, George, and of course, broadcasting live from Arkham Asylum, we got Harley on the line. Harley, are you there?
Yes. Why do you hate me, George? I got you such a cute little box now.
Harley, it's because of you and your crazy schemes of why you're there in the first place. I don't know how many times we had to send you over there, but for Christ's sake, you're trying to murder
me. Wait. Who said that you sent me here? I have ulterior motives why I'm here.
Okay, I do not need to know those motives, okay? You don't have anyone here, do you? Like, in this near this cardboard box, you don't have the Joker anyone here, do you?
No. What?
Okay. Just making sure. I'm here looking. I'm right. You sent me to some
back. You sound so nervous, George.
Yeah, because you sent me to some back alley here. I've never been here before. It's kind of like a new territory for me. I'm here broadcasting from my poor little, microphone connected to the neighbor's Wi-Fi. I feel like a five cent bum over here. Harley, what are you up to? Did you send me to a place to get stabbed or something around here?
First off, I didn't send you anywhere. It's your decision to be in a cardboard box. You have a perfectly good home. The refrigerator.
Yeah, well, anyway, well, due to you, Harley, our studio was blown up. Now it's being constructed all over again, so you and your freaking bombs. Anyway, Harley, so welcome to the show.
It was a gift.
Yeah, a gift that no one wanted. Anyway.
You accepted it. You took it out of my hands. I mean, you wanted it.
I thought it was another Jasmine body pillow after you ripped my first one apart. Anyway, so.
I'm not going to even dignify that response with a reply. Because it was just that dumb.
Hey, it was worth the try.
Hey, listen.
It was a good attempt at something funny. You have to give me that, at least.
What?
I guess.
But anyway, so basically, guys, welcome to the show. We have a very, very fun lineup here for you. We got some great topics, including respecting artists at conventions, and of course, our opinion on what the Marvel Studios can do with the Marvel Cinematic Universe after Infinity Wars, which should be interesting. It's kind of out of your book, Harley, because I know you're DC, but basically, we're talking a little Marvel today. But, of course, then we got a special guest interview with a very brilliant and inspiring artist, Josh. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. Maybe he could teach me when he gets on. Harley, do you know how to pronounce his last name? I want to say it's Ubak?
I'm not going to pronounce it because I'm going to feel like a horrible human being because he is my friend.
Well, I he's a friend of mine, too, and I can't even pronounce it. Is Ubak or Albeck? Either way,
we'll figure it out. Just stop mispronouncing it. Just just stop and walk away, George.
Yeah, I feel like I'm massacring his last name. He's going to kill us when he gets on the air. Plus, of course, Thor's movies, reviews, and bizarre facts will be appearing here today. So let's start it off a little bit. Let's start off with the shortest segment we got, which is bizarre facts. So, Harley, I know you love bizarre, so are you ready to hear some facts?
I don't know. Your facts have been terrible lately.
Man, okay. Well, let me start off with this one then. Hopefully one of these catches your attention. Coolio was the rap artist Coolio was robbed by his fans at a concert in England. They all moved when he attempted to stage dive, and then they stole his shoes, jewelry, and accessories. That kind of shows you not to stage dive anymore.
Okay, that is pretty funny.
Well, note to self, Harley, I think this goes to every musician out there. Do not stage dive in England. because
just
then
in
you're
England.
Gonna get
everywhere
robbed
else
of your
is fine.
Yeah, anywhere else is fine, but apparently in England they like to move and then steal your shoes, jewelry, and accessories when you're knocked unconscious.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Poor Coolio. Anyway, now listen to this one. An estimated $700 to $800 million is lost every Friday the 13th due to people's refusal to travel, make major purchases, and conduct business. That is a lot of money, Harley.
Wait, repeat that?
$700 to $800 million are lost every Friday the 13th to all businesses worldwide.
Oh, wow.
Yep. That's what can you do with $700 to $800 million, Harley?
Well, I know a pretty kitty who would like it.
I'm not going to say
anything. I'm talking
about
Catwoman. Talking about Catwoman.
I know.
Just
that's
in case
why
you didn't know that.
Yes, I did.
Are you sure, George? I wonder about you sometime.
Well, what other female cohort do you have besides Catwoman? Anyway.
Ivy?
Smartass. Okay, the next
There's
one
There's also
is,
Molly.
Well, Molly's sometimes evil, sometimes not. It depends on her mood of the day. Molly is always trying to kill me, too. She's the one that booked all this stuff.
Poor Molly.
The next one is actually pretty funny. A pig in Australia stole 18 beers from a campsite, got drunk, and then tried to fight a cow. Sounds like something I'll do.
Well, then.
Who would your money be put on, the pig or the cow, Harley?
I don't know what to say to that.
Oh, my God, this one's kind of wrong. Listen to this one. Remember last week, 2 weeks ago, we were talking about animals and how they clone animals and stuff? Listen to this one. A French company can extract the smell of your dead loved ones from their clothes and make a perfume out of it.
That's kind of creepy. But I mean, like,
can you imagine saying, say for example, you know, I don't know, let me say, I'm trying to think of someone here that I know. Imagine my parents, for instance, when my mom passes away or vice versa, and then my dad go into a French company and say, hey, I want to smell my wife forever. Can you make this into a perfume? Oh, that's just wrong.
That is clearly just wrong.
Like, one thing is cloning. Another thing is making, you know, a scent out of your dead loved one. I can't support that. I'm sorry.
Yes. I mean, I could have pudding with me forever.
Well, and last but not least, and then we're going to go ahead and vote to see which one was your favorite bizarre fact. And this goes to all these people out there who voted for legal, marijuana for of course, and I support marijuana too because a lot of people need it for medical reasons. But basically, eating mangoes prior to smoking marijuana increases its effects by making the high stronger and last longer. Did anyone know this?
Hold on. This is getting a little weirder and weirder.
Well, wait a minute. So you said weirder and weirder. So does this week's bizarre facts catch your attention now, Harley?
No, not really. I'm just saying that to amuse you.
Damn you. So, Harley, which one would you have to say was your favorite bizarre fact of the day? Because I just don't support the French one. I have to say my favorite one was the pig from Australia trying to fight the cow when it's drunk.
I think the smelling, the dead perfume thing.
The dead perfume thing?
Yeah.
That was your favorite bizarre fact?
That's just weird.
It is weird. I'm serious. It's kind of, man, I can't imagine, like, how the heck can you do that? Like, how do you extract a person's scent, like, to make it smell like a actual person? So does that mean that you're going to be smelling like if the other guy was sweating bullets?
I have no idea.
But the scent
Does it have to be dead? Why can't it be while living? Or maybe like a fresh corpse?
I don't know. Wait a minute, what? Did you just say fresh corpse? Did you just say a fresh corpse?
I have no idea what you're talking about. No, what?
Gulp. This is the part where I'm getting scared now. But guys, basically that was your bizarre facts of the week. Please let us know what your favorite bizarre fact was on our fan page. You can like us on facebook.com/thatotakulife. Also, guys, short plug of the week. Make sure you purchase your tickets. We're only a couple weeks away from Animate Miami. You can purchase your tickets at animatemiami.com. For all your ticket information is there. I believe you could save $10 until October the 6th or 7th is one of the two. But basically, save $10 now if you run over to animatemiami.com and purchase your tickets in advance before making the line at the convention center in, of course, the Miami Airport Convention Center here in Miami, Florida. But basically, Animate Miami, guys, short plug of the week. So, Harley, we got a couple topics to talk about before
Josh
gets off.
Show plug of the week? It's like plug of, like, forever. You always plug it.
Well, we have to. We're big supporters of SuperCon. So we got a couple topics to speak on before Thor's movie reviews. Harley, we're kind of like rushed for time here today. Molly's still on the road looking for the cardboard box of where I'm broadcasting from. She just texted me saying, which alley are you in? And I just told her the one that looks the most dangerous, because apparently this is where you like to send me, Harley. But basically, we have respecting artists at cons, and then we got the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Which one did you want to start with first today?
We can talk about the Marvel Universe.
Alrighty. So, basically, Harley, one thing that the fans all over the world is coming to realize is, what does the Marvel Cinematic Universe have after Infinity Wars? Of course, we don't have really much to worry about, because technically, Marvel Cinematic Universe, this Infinity War stuff, is going to last all the way to 2019. But you can't help but worry, what next after 2019? What would they have? So I'm going to tell you this much. With Marvel releasing X-Men and all that stuff. Very big sad face. To be honest with you, I think, in my opinion, they could run. I know X-Men was very, very important in this series, and you're a big fan of this series as well, Harley. But I think they could come up with the House of M just without X-Men. Because I know the Avengers were still part of the House of M series, and I believe it was not the Dark Avengers were part of it.
They could probably still do it, just replace certain characters, because obviously they're not going to have Magneto in it. Or Quicksilver, because he's dead. So I mean, it's
at least
to say
you admit
because,
it finally.
Like, I don't believe he's dead, but. So shut up. I mean, the way I think about it, if he's truly, if he, like, okay, just stop trolling me for a couple of minutes. If they have him be dead, and now Vision's in the picture, because they become husband and wife at one point, if they kill off Vision, too, they could start and have to end that way. But then that's kind of butchering the storyline.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, yeah, completely. But the thing is that, like, a lot of people were even saying that, you know, they would love to see the Marvel zombies come to the theatrical screen. And I'm there saying, like, that's impossible because one thing that they have to actually mention when it comes to Marvel zombies is that, remember, Marvel is now owned by Disney. And the last thing that they're going to do is put on zombies on the big screen when kids are going to be watching this stuff.
Another problem with that is that the Marvel zombies have a big thing to do with the Fantastic Four. They're like
yeah.
the main reason why all of that starts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. So, at the beginning of the book, actually, it was Reed Richards who travels into the Marvel zombie universe. And, you know, gets in trouble with that whole issue, you know. That I will still forever to this day say that the part with Galactus was the most epic scene in the Marvel Zombies series. I'm sorry, but just seeing a giant Galactus it's getting eaten by zombies was pretty nasty. But... But honestly... Like, to me, Harley, I feel like they could work something out with House of M more than they could do anything else in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Like, they could also work with any kind of new heroes that they're introducing in the Cinematic Universe. Like, they're about to introduce the Inhumans. They're about to introduce Doctor Strange. They're about to introduce Ms. Marvel, Captain Marvel, however you want to call her. They're about to introduce... Black Panther. So there's many, many things that they could actually do. Like, so Marvel fans shouldn't really worry much about, you know, what is in store for us movie-wise after 2019 because, yeah, sure, we have Captain America Part 3 coming. We got Iron Man and all that stuff probably coming to a close. But for what it goes back to the saying, when one door shuts, another opens, and that's what they're doing. Like, the door is opening up for all these new heroes. Like, which one do you see more kind of like leading the role or leading the charge out of all these new heroes, Harley?
I have no idea. I honestly don't know. Like, I don't know. Because it's just like, I was really hoping that the X-Men would be taken back, but obviously not. That's not going to happen after Fox butchered them.
Yeah. I don't think Fox is even willing to sell. I think Sony, which they did with Spider-Man, was easier to sell back to Marvel than Fox ever will, because Fox is still trying to come up with a sequel for Fantastic Four, mind you, for the new one I'm talking about. So
yeah.
hopefully they do us right with Deadpool, hopefully. But
hopefully, but I mean, like, it looks good. But they just keep showing the same trailer. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I've noticed. I've noticed, and it kind of worries me.
Yeah, it does worry me, too. But I think because, like, Ryan Reynolds is a part of it. Wait, that's the actor's name, right?
Yeah. Does Ryan Reynolds have creative control in that movie that you know of?
I am not sure, but I know he has mentioned that he's a very big fan of Deadpool. So, I mean... It shouldn't be too much. I don't know. I'm confused. I have mixed feelings.
Well, all I'm going to say is this one thing. Right now, you know, going back to the question that I asked you, Harley, of who's going to be the leader of the new movement in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, I'm going to tell you right now, I believe it's going to be Spider-Man. Because now with Marvel driving the car when it comes to, you know, the new reboot, I see Spider-Man leading the charge because they're really, really building up on him. Like, if you notice, I think Civil War is now, Captain America Civil War, is literally being looked at for as Spider-Man more than it is Captain America or Iron Man, if you haven't noticed.
Yeah, it's true.
they are building up Spider-Man more than they're building up the two main actors of the movie, and I think you're going to see more Captain America and Iron Man compared to Spider-Man in the movie, even though Spider-Man is a big part of the Civil War saga. I just want to see Iron Spider. That's all I got to say.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm a little worried about it, like, all of everything. But...
Well, I can't blame you. I really can't. But Harley, it's now time to take a trip over to Asgard for the movie review. Are you ready for a little break while we strap ourselves in? Wow, that sounded wrong. While we pretty much get ready to go listen to some movie reviews from Thor?
No.
Always the party pooper. All right, so let's go ahead and put on our
seatbelts. Don't let them know that I stole Mjolnir. Don't ask me how I did it, but I got it somehow.
Huh.
His hammer. Just keep it on the DL.
Okay. Okay. Well, either way, you know me. I like to shop when I go to Asgard. So let's go ahead and strap our seatbelts on. Let's go to Asgard. So here we go. Harley, we'll see you back in a few.
With the power of Mjolnir. Mjolnir. How do you pronounce the name of this damn hammer? Mjolnir. Fuck it. Whatever, man, that electrified hammer. We bring you Thor's Movie Reviews.
Hello, folks. Welcome to Thor's Movie Reviews here on That Otaku Life Radio Show. Thought it had a little bit of pizzazz today because I'm very excited. My good friend's birthday was this week. He's alive, so that's always a positive. And we are also reviewing, drumroll please, Avengers Age of Ultron. I know I was in it. But I have to review it either way. So, let's go ahead and just hop right in with the thoughts, as always, chronologically, words. If you have not seen the movie, spoiler alert, I'm going to ruin the entire movie for you, because that's what I do. Number one, the scepter. I have been waiting a long time to procure this thing. Number two, the opening shot switching between all of us Avengers is absolutely amazing. Oh, look, it's me. I look good. I look Odin damn good. Number three, Iron Legion is what Iron Man calls his little robots, and it sounds ominous. I don't like it. Number four, and for Odin's sake, watch your language, mortals. Children listen. And they're also around, and they have eyes, and they just come out of corners. They're kind of creepy. Number five, love Tony's reaction to it being a secret door. Yay. Number six, so this is what happens when I took Barton to the ship. I mean, this is exactly why we can't have nice things, mortals. You get all twisted up in your mind. Keep it together, Tony. Number seven, speaking of Tony, I'm pretty sure that vision... that made me laugh in my head. The vision that Tony had is full of Easter eggs, but I don't know what they are because I don't know how to open said Easter eggs because it's October. Number eight, Hulk report. The gates of hell are filled with the screams of his victims. But they're not dead. It's just sprained deltoids and the gout and such. Number nine, we will revel indeed. And I'm going to get Stan Lee so schmammered he's going to yell Excelsior! Because that's what I do. Spoiler alert. Number 10. I look great, folks. Seriously, I put on a lot of muscle for this one. And, you know, I grew the hair out a little further. You're just welcome. You're all very welcome. Number 11. Artificial intelligence. It looks like Tony is playing God again, and that has never worked out positively. Number 12. Oh, look. Ultron is alive. Bring on the battles, Robert. Number 13. seriously though, James Spader is very scary, even, you know, for a mortal. Number 14, Chavez, no! Number 15, Jane is not better, let's be honest, folks. I should be with Sith. Kevin Feige, can you please fix this? You're ruining my life on screen. Number 16, Falcon. Also a nice nod to the Winter Soldier from him, both the movie and the person. Always fun to have a double Easter egg. Number 17, respect for the D-Day veterans for wanting Asgardian elixir. Number 18, as I said before, Excelsior. Number 19, I'm not a fan of this romance. Period. Number 20, bylaws. There are bylaws? I was not aware of this. I shall have a word with the captain because I should probably read these bylaws. Number 21, the captain almost picked up Mjolnir. How is this possible? I do not understand. Number 22, first appearance of Ultron. Now let the games begin. Number 23, that was dramatic. I mean, did you see me? I was all like, yeah. Deuce, 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 boom, 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 Dooku! And then I stood up, and everyone fell to the floor. Number 24. I have more than enough words for Stark, starting with mortal, ending with threatened. Number 25. The captain is seriously a total bad arse, as they say it in England. He just destroys everything. It's awesome. Number 26, the Crimson Cowl. If you don't have to understand that reference, as always, Google it. Number 27, Stark's weapons has caused a lot of issues lately. Seriously, it's just becoming a thing, and I'm not a fan of it. Number 28, Claw, Wakanda, references galore. Ha ha ha, 29. All right, folks. So far, not enough me in this film, and it's kind of a bummer. It's just a totes bummer. Number 30. I thoroughly enjoy Star Wars tribute, of having at least one person get their arm or hand cut off in every Phase 2 film, although in my case it was just trickery from the old Brothers Asgard. That's what we call ourselves, by the way, Loki and I, with the Brothers Asgard. Number 31. These visions, though, pun intended. Number 32, I want to know Hulk's vision. Marvel, can you please stop teasing us and just give us what we want? Number 33, Veronica, I have waited for this moment far too long. Number 34, hilarious moment. Thank you, Heimdall. As Iron Man in his Hulkbuster armor just starts spring piston punching Hulk in the face, and he just goes, go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep. Oh, sorry. It's funny how when Stark does it, because he's Stark. I mean, he's unexplainable, I don't get it. Anyways, moving on, number 35, this Hulk versus Hulkbuster fight is exactly what I wanted to see. Now, if we can get another Thor versus Hulk fight so we can all see me win, as we all know will happen. Number 36, now Hulk knows what it is like to be knocked off screen on a sucker punch. Take that, you ogre. Number 37, hold on one moment here. Barton's wife is Velma from the Scooby-Doo live-action films. I need everyone to know that, because I love those movies. Yes, Thor is a Scooby fan. You're welcome. Number 38. Laura, which is Barton's wife, has hilarious jokes. Barton, you did well. You are no longer the weak link of the team. Proud of you, folk. 39. This is a nice way to make the most invulnerable characters vulnerable. However, comma, I don't like it. I don't know why I don't like this romance. I just don't. I know I don't. I'm sorry. Banner and Widow just don't. Number 40. Seeds of civil war have been planted. Period. Number 41. Fury is pulling strings as usual. I guess he's the Geppetto. I don't know how to spell, but it's Geppetto. And if you don't understand that reference, you should Google it. Geppetto and Pinocchio, because Ultron's supposed to be Pinocchio. Does no one see what is happening here? Disney is infiltrating my movies. Number 42. I like the banter between Cap and Barton. Shows how down to earth they are. And it makes me laugh. So that's a plus. Number 43. The cradle and the vision and the twins. Nerdgasm galore going on, folks. Number 44. Jarvis is alive. I love it. Number 45. Ha! Time loop. Seriously, though, Banner, you have no idea how many times I feel like that. Number 46. Ha! Time loop. Seriously, though, Banner, you have no idea how many times I feel like that. Number 47. I hate this final look of Ultron. I mean, he literally looks like Megatron from those horrible, horrible, horrible Transformer movies. I know I do not approve. I just thought I'd throw this all out there that we didn't beat Ultron, we beat Megatron. And we all know that Ultron is supposed to be better than Megatron, so clearly downgrade. 48. Civil War begins early, and you're all welcome. Number 49. Surprise, Colonel Clucker! That's a KFC reference. I do like the chicken. Thor is back in the house, giving life to the Vision like the god I am. That's how it is done. What? Vision lifted Mjolnir. Well, at least we can trust him now. Number 51. Let the finale commence with 4 exclamation points put after it. I don't know why I was so excited. Oh, wait. Yes, I do. Number 52. If you get hurt, hurt him back. If you get killed, walk it off. Number 53. In this movie alone, Clint Barton went from useless mortal to the man, the myth, the legend, Hawkeye. Barton, your speech to the witch was absolutely inspiring. I'm very proud to call you a brother in arms, an Avenger, and most importantly, a friend. Now, let's all hope you don't die in the film. Number 54. Speaking of the witch, she's completely unstable. Just completely. It's going to blow up in everyone's face, like Harley was saying. However, I might add, totally badass. Did anybody see the movie? Hopefully you did. You know what I'm talking about. She just destroyed everything. Number 55, Marvel, Kevin, we need to have a serious heart-to-heart discussion. Why am I always getting beaten down? This is madness, Marvel. Madness! Number 56, I'm very happy that they added a Saving Civilians moment because it's exactly like the comics. So, you can take that, Man of Steel, and Kevin Snyder, Zack Snyder. Who knows? I don't even know his actual name because no one cares. Number 57, Shellhead reference. Hilarious. Nice. Don't get it? Google it. 58. Avengers versus Ultrons. Nerdgasm commence. Ha ha. Again. 59. Love seeing Vision in action. Especially his phasing ability. That's the sound effects that should have happened. Number 6. No, I did not see that coming. Let's have a brief moment of silence for the first fallen Avenger ever in film cinematic stuff. Our hearts are with you, Pietro. Number 61. Scarlet Witch's true power is shown when she snaps, which is a foreshadowing of the highest of orders. You all need to Google Scarlet Witch and just look at the things she's done in the comics. Also then, as Harley was saying, number 1 on the list. Just go ahead and do it. But after this, obviously. 62. Thor is the power needed to end this. Boom! And boom goes Sokovia. Number 63. Theta Protocol is finally revealed, and I absolutely love it. If you don't understand what that means, go ahead and Google the keyword Theta Protocol and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. because it's from the show. Number 64, let's go ahead and settle this all for once and for all. The elevator is not living, therefore can neither be worthy or unworthy, and will go up. However, comma, if I intend to stop the elevator from rising, I can due to having the power of Thor that entails harnessing the ability to grant permission to others, or in this case, ensuring that Mjolnir stays down and sinks. You're welcome. Number 65. Joss Whedon, you teased us, so let Thor do it for you. Avengers, assemble. That's all we wanted. Number 66. Final thought here. Bring it on, Thanos. You, me, one-on-one. It's going down. Let's get ready to rumble! All right, folks, that was my thoughts on Avengers Age of Ultron. As you all know, I'm the hero of the movie, but for some reason they put me in a cave randomly, and I who knows what happened. However, the special features are great on this movie, so go out and buy it at your local store that I don't know where you buy stuff, mortals, I'm sorry. The Mallwatt. Mallwatt, it's Walmart? Okay. Well, I have a pressing matter to attend to here in Asgard, but go ahead, I'm going to go ahead and let the host come back in so I can get their thoughts on the movie. I just want to see what they think. Hello? Oh, I'm hearing it in my other ear. That's weird.
Yeah, I'm here. I just came back from the shopping plaza a little late. I apologize. But basically,
it's okay.
No, Thor, you're actually right. For once,
what
Hulk,
happened?
You got, well,
what? Sorry, I was asleep.
Hulk finally got what was coming to him when he got punched off the screen for once. But but sadly, it wasn't you, Thor, who did the punching.
Yeah, well, it's okay. There'll be other days, possibly.
Well, as a matter of fact, guys, for all of you who don't know, Avengers Age of Ultron is officially out on DVD and Blu-ray. Make sure to go purchase it while it's still on special price. I bought my Age of Ultron collector's edition that came with the 3D, the Blu-ray, and the digital for $22 at Target. Another cheap plug. So basically, guys, make sure that you go purchase your movie right now. It's one of the greatest Avenger movies I've ever seen to date. But Thor, any star reviews you want to give it? Or Mjolnir, or whatever you call it?
Mjolnir.
What? Speak English.
Any last comments, any star reviews you want to give it? Like 4 or 5?
Are you missing anything? Did you lose something?
I did, yes. I give it 0 Mjolnir because apparently someone has stolen it. So I'm going to give it, if you don't understand this reference, just go Google it. I'm going to give it 4.5 Stormbreakers out of 5. So.
Well, you know, Thor, I would tell you who stole your hammer, but she would kill me if I told you. So.
Don't touch it, I know.
Thor, thank you so very much for joining us on this week's movie reviews. Go ahead and do your plugs.
Life of Thor cosplay face play on the YouTube. That's what it is called. And Thor Life cosplay on the Twitter. Boom.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, again,
That's
Thor,
so
thank
awesome.
You so very much for joining us this week. Harley, did you have any comments about Age of Ultron?
I don't know. Scarlet Witch. I like this chick. Oh, wait, she's not called Scarlet Witch, is she? It's just Witch, right?
Well, thank you very much again, Thor. We'll see you again next week, okay?
All right, that sounds fantastic. Everyone have a great day. I love you, mortals.
All right, Thor.
I like that.
All right, Harley.
I like Quicksilver. He knows how to take a shot, if you know what I mean.
Through and doonch.
Terrible pun. Terrible pun.
Well, guys, now one segment to the next. Well, technically, it's not a segment. It's an interview. And we have an amazing and brilliant and inspiring artist on the line. I massacred his last name a little earlier on the show, so I'm just going to call him Josh. Maybe he could teach me how to pronounce his last name. So, guys, let's welcome to the show. Mr. Josh, Josh, are you there?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Can you hear us?
Cool. Like, well, obviously, yeah.
I feel like shooting a commercial for Verizon right now. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear? So anyway, Josh, thank you so very much for coming on the show. I appreciate your time, man.
Well, thank you, and thank you for boosting my ego right there. So
you're welcome. It comes with a price, though. It comes with for $9.99. And no, this is not a plug for the WWE Network, by the way. It's my plug. Raise your ego for $9.99 on that Otaku Life. Anyway, I'll be expecting the payment soon. Okay, Josh?
No problem.
All right, Josh. So basically, to me, man, I've seen some of your artwork. I've went to your different websites like throughout the week while we were waiting on this day. You have some amazing, amazing art pieces. I've even seen some in person at local cons here in South Florida. So one thing I have to ask you, man, like, what comes to your mind when you make up these art pieces? Like, how do you inspire? What inspires you to bring these arts to real life?
It's a good question. I mean, it depends. I mean, usually I'm inspired by other artists around me or like just what's going on. A lot of times, like for instance, when I'm at the cons, I'm inspired by just walking around and seeing what other artists have to offer. Or, for instance, like Star Wars, the whole Force Awakens thing is pretty popular right now. I've done a lot of like Stormtrooper stuff.
So you're a big Star Wars fan?
Yeah, I love Star Wars. I mean, I have an Imperial Cog tattoo on my left ankle, so grew up
with
it.
Well, I can't really see your ankle because all I'm doing is staring at, Kaylee.
Yeah, I see all of it. But, no, I'm a huge Star Wars fan. Grew up with the whole series, although I hate the first three episodes. But I'm really looking forward to the new one. So I've definitely been inspired by that in my art, for sure. Yep.
So basically, and this goes to no offense to any other artists or anything. I'm just asking a general question here. So are you saying like sometimes when you're walking a con floor? And, you're taking a look at, other artists' work and all that stuff. Sometimes when you see a certain design, you're saying, maybe I could do a certain twist to that design that they've already made? Or the actual character that they drew, you just say, maybe I could draw something of theirs?
No, it's not just the character, it's usually the style. Personally, I don't like to copy other people, but I'll definitely copy other people's style, maybe, whether it's through whatever medium, maybe, whether it's or just their technique is what I'm looking at. These artists are definitely inspiration and muses to me, where they maybe a lot of times I'll go through slumps. And then I'll see, an artist on Instagram or whatever it is. I'm like, wow, I really like their style. And I'll try to, utilize parts of it, not copy them,
Oh, gotcha. And with that being said, you're also very into creativity. Like, you like to make sure that your art is unique, creative, and all that stuff. Like, explain to our listeners how important is it to be creative with your art designs, with all your paintings and such.
I think it's very important to be creative and try to be different. I mean, you could copy a lot of the masters, some of my favorite artists. I try to emulate what they do sometimes, but I also think it's important to have your own unique style. I think it keeps you motivated to do more, definitely to be creative and try to, it's hard, it's not easy to create your own style. I have my own style. Impatient. I kind of like to go from one style to the other. I'll work on Star Wars stuff for a while, then I'll want to do typography, then I want to do more cartoony stuff. It just depends. I don't really stick to one thing. So I try my creative outlet as much as I can. See what comes out. I'm not usually going after a certain goal. It just kind of comes out sometimes a certain way. Does that make sense?
Like the ideas that you have just come out pretty much like you say.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I try to, if I'm inspired by a certain style, I'll try to utilize that style in my own way. I don't like to just draw, for instance, a picture of a stormtrooper. I kind of like to do my own thing with it, you know, and make it look different and unique. I'm not trying to copy something. I'm trying to be creative with it and maybe add some elements into there that many people don't normally see. And that's what I like to do. So.
Question, what is your favorite format or media for drawing or anything that you do?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really, I could say currently, because I go, like I said, I go through spurts where I want to do like ink or I want to do like paints. I like currently to do mostly like ink on like Bristol board and like watercolor paper and like pen, you know, like prism color, but not like coloring. I'm not a big colorist. I'm more of like a black and white guy. So like acrylic, like with paints, I like to do colorful canvases, but lately I've been leaning into like ink on paper and sketchy style. More or less like a tattoo kind of style, and watercolors and stuff. So I like to try everything, you know, whatever I'm in the mood for. I don't like to come with a certain style, like mix it up a bit. So I don't oil, I find it, and I'm very impatient. I like to come through it pretty quickly. So oil to me takes forever, even though I know it blends and stuff. So.
Amazing.
Well, I'm sorry, Harley, what were you saying?
I said amazing.
Oh, okay. Well, to steal something from one of your websites, Josh, one of the most, I love this quote, and this even goes to people who out there who, have a creative mindset. To me, I found this as an amazing quote when I read it on your website, saying, "Interesting things happen when the creative impulse is cultivated with curiosity, freedom, and intensity." And I believe that was quoted by Sol Bass, a logo designer that you put up on your website. What does that mean to you, man? I know we just talked about creativity and your art and all that stuff, but Mr. Bass, was he an inspiration to you as well? Or?
Yeah, Sol Bass is a really, really famous graphic. He's one of the first real graphic designers in the 50s and 60s. I'm a graphic designer professionally. But he created, for instance, he did a lot of like in credits for like movies, like Hitchcock movies. He designed like the, I believe the American Airlines logo and the AT&T logo and stuff. So I love his work as for graphics. I'm into a lot of simplistic, clean design. So he was a big inspiration growing up as a graphic designer, kind of as an artist, to know his work. And he's pretty awesome. So if you get a chance to look up his stuff, you'll see it's very simple. It's old school, but he's like the ultimate graphic designer, basically. So,
well, I love that quote, man. I had to steal that. I'm probably going to steal it and put it on my Facebook, for Christ's sake. So, because it makes so much sense, like, especially when you let go of all of that. But my last question has to be, before I turn the mic over to Harley.
Hold on. I only have, like, a couple of more questions, but, like, I've asked most of mine while you were talking to him, too.
Oh, okay. Well, in case you have any other stuff, Harley, by all means, ask away. But my last question is, at least for me, Harley probably has maybe one or two more. But for me, Josh, I have to ask, like, with being a professional graphic designer, like you were just mentioning, do you have any future goals set for yourself? Like, as far as, like, oh, maybe I want to do graphic, because knowing that you're a Star Wars fan, like you just mentioned, did you ever feel like saying, one day I want to do a graphic design for Star Wars, I want to make a graphic design for a certain movie, further on, or a comic? Has there been any plans like that for you?
Those sound like awesome plans. However, they're not very realistic, to be honest with you. I guess I'm a realist. To work on that kind of stuff, I mean, everyone wants to do that. You know, everyone wants to make a movie logo. It's more about where you're located, but that's like the top tier. Like, that's like being in the Major League Baseball, or, you know, that's like the professional top of the game. And it's just not a realistic goal, honestly. I mean, I would love to work on a film or something like that. Or like design, stuff like that. It's just very unrealistic, I think, in the world as a graphic designer, since I've been doing this for like 10 years. But it sounds awesome. I'm not going to lie. Like, I would love to do that. I mean, the thing I've come to is designing some book covers for colleges. But the world to be a designer is more... I don't know what to say. It's very different. It's not as creative as you would think. You don't get as much say in the world unless you're working for like a movie studio or something, I'm sure.
Well, hey, I could only hope for the best for you, Josh, because you are an amazing artist at what you do, man. Again, I've seen your work, and I'm not saying this because you're a friend or anything. I'm telling you because we're on a professional platform right now, I'm telling you from professional to professional, you do amazing work. You know, so you deserve it, man.
I wish I could do the art part, you know, like the visual, like the drawings and everything professionally. Like I do, you know, commissions. And I'll do work for fans and try to sell it, but it's very difficult to notice. it's always a starting artist out there. Graphic design, it pays the bills. Everyone needs a graphic designer. If I could work professionally as an illustrator or an artist doing the work I like, that'd be awesome. But right now it's more of a hobby, something I enjoy doing. And if it sells, great, you know. Gives me some extra money. Definitely look exploring mediums for selling it and trying to get it out there. But it's hard. It's hard to be just in general, whether it's professional as a graphic designer or a painter or a sculptor or a model. It doesn't matter. Whatever it is. It's rewarding, but it's hard to get yourself out there. You know.
And oh my God, I just saw one of your most recent arts of Captain Phasma. Next time I see you, I'm buying that.
Yeah, no, for sure. Actually, I just did that last night, literally. I had a picture of a stormtrooper that, man, I got to do a Captain Phasma, which I think she's a badass character. And like I said, I'm inspired by whatever, you know, like that and new stuff like that. I don't know what else I've been working on currently, but it's been a lot of like Star Wars stuff and a lot of I don't even know. I'm all over the place, honestly. The experiences of to do stuff and I like to do a lot of, like Sandman stuff and I don't know. My own thing.
Well, I'm just saying you got a customer in me next time I see you. I'm buying that Captain Phasma piece, so next time I see you, so that's not an issue there.
I have a question for you.
The quality of them is so much lower. Like when you see it in person, it doesn't do art justice to see it in a picture.
I would imagine.
I have a question for
you. I'm sorry, Harley, go ahead.
Why isn't Kaylee mine?
You can ask her yourself.
Damn it, curses. I will have her booty.
Why isn't Kaylee mine?
Oh.
She just laughed.
Oh my gosh, he's with you? Heavy breathing. can you, you go to a website and sell some of your prints, right? Or, like, you have your artwork on, like, clothing, Society 6, right?
On Society 6, I have a bunch of stuff. The thing with Society 6 is more, like, people who want more pop culture items. So I have a lot of stuff up there. Like I must have 50 designs, and most of what sells is more of like the pop culture kind of like I have like a bunch of old work that's like Pokemon and Game of Thrones and a bunch of stuff. Things more than like my personal art actually. Like you can put them on shirts, mugs, towels, blankets, shower curtains, all types of crazy things. But it's
so
a cool
I
medium.
I can probably get one of your prints on shower curtains, right?
Yeah, you can get a print on a shower curtain. Go crazy.
Oh, my gosh. This is amazing.
Yeah, like, I bought a couple of shirts off there. They're really good quality. And my girlfriend, Kaylee, she bought a pair of leggings off there. They're pretty cool. And, you can buy everything. I just don't have all my work up there. I'm trying to find a medium to get prints done because all I have in that right now, I sell at the con, is, like, the original. And it doesn't seem people want to spend the money for original art or it seems like a crazy price or something, but I bet if I made some prints, it would sell them. So, yeah. But yeah, I'm going to get nothing. Yeah.
By the way, Harley, the mic is yours, so go ahead and take over.
Wait, what?
She just wants to talk about Kaylee's spot. That seems to be it.
No, there's... No, we're going to have her on the show, too. I'm not going to talk about Kaylee, because if not, then there's no point in having her for the next time, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, do you think she'll be able to talk since she's super shy most of the time?
Yeah, I think if you have her on the show, she'll do her. She'd like to do it, for sure. Sure. She doesn't like talking about herself too much, but she'll get on there, I'm sure.
Well,
all I got to say is a very big thank you to her, as a matter of fact, for giving us a plug here on That Otaku Life. As a matter of fact, I think it was, a week ago or 2 weeks?
It was at PomCon. PomCon, you bought her Kylo Ren, and she shared it on Instagram.
Yep, so very big thank you to Kaylee, a.k.a. Josh's girlfriend, or a.k.a. Varon. Very big thank you to her. And we look forward to having her on the show, obviously. Or else, and I could talk to her probably all day about Star Wars, just like I could talk to you about all day with Star Wars. But I know you're a busy guy, Josh. I know you have to be gone by a certain time. And of course, here on the show, we have to continue moving forward. So, yeah, Star Wars. Star Wars is a pretty big topic, if you ask me. I think we could last all 2 hours talking about that.
Yeah, they do a podcast dedicated to Star Wars, so it's pretty crazy.
Well, if you want to put in your plug now, thank you for talking to us. You were awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Forward to, would you like to be on a show again?
Yeah, sure.
With, further projects. Sorry, I can't English today.
It's okay. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. If you want to go to my Society 6, it's society6.com/JA graphic. That's really the only place I sell things, but I have a Facebook for my design. It's JA Design and Illustration, and Deviant Graphic. So, but yeah, and also on Facebook, if you want to message me, I do. I'll take commissions of anything really. I'll basically do anything except for Doctor Who. I will not do anything Doctor Who related. I don't even want to talk about Doctor Who, so
we'll oh, sorry.
Ouch. Okay. Not a fan of Doctor Who, I'm assuming, or got disappointed with one of the seasons?
No, not a fan at all. So that's the only thing I will not draw.
It's like, nope.
Nope. Yeah.
No, completely. I understand. Like I was turned off by Doctor Who after I think it was the fourth season. It just became. I don't know. I can't get a hold of it. But anyway, basically, Josh. Yeah, thank you so very much for coming on the show, man. I really appreciate your time and sharing some of your art knowledge with us.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
No, our pleasure, man. And again, please keep one on hold for me when it comes to the Captain Phasma art piece, because I'm buying that.
Yeah, no problem. So
I will
all
buy
you.
All of them, so you can't have one.
All right, I take credit card, Visa, American Express. Please support my chocolate fund.
Awesome. Well, Josh, again, thank you so very much. I hope to talk to you soon and have you on another future episode, man.
All right, thank you. Talk to you later.
My pleasure, Josh. Have a great one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, that was Mr. Josh, artist, inspiring and brilliant artist. Again, guys, if you've never seen his work, I highly suggest you visit his website. It's some amazing stuff. He's even has some Nintendo stuff on there. I've seen some Pokemon, I've seen some Mario art prints. It's an amazing job with what he does.
He does awesome sauce.
Don't steal my words, Hardy. Awesome sauce is my stuff.
Oh, okay.
Those are my words, Hardy.
Are some fighting words. You wonder why we don't have a studio anymore.
Okay, you could keep it.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, so I think we have one last topic to talk about, and that's basically respecting artists at cons.
I gotta make it quick because I think the cops are after me. I don't know. Some Asgard police seem to know that I took the Mjolnir, so I got to make it a little quick.
Harley, always getting in trouble. Okay, so basically, long story short, you know, one thing that, and I'm just a fan. I'm talking from a fan's point of view. I cannot speak from an artist's point of view because I'm not one. But from an artist, and when I, as a fan of art now, when I stand across, you know, from the table, and I keep on watching all these people coming up to these tables, and they're like, oh, like putting their fingers on prints, or even saying, how much is this one? $10. Okay, bye. You know, it's kind of like you understand that these people put in a lot of time and effort to make these prints. Don't, you know, it's kind of respect these people for what they've done. You know, whether it be prints, figurines, pillows, necklaces, I don't care what
it
is.
Or even crafting. Crafting. Like plushies.
You know, you have to understand that these people, okay, I'm not going to say all of them, but some
people. Most of these artists are crafters or, you know, sculptors. They put their, like, heart and soul into certain stuff. And, like, people just come up and they're like, oh, how much is this? And it's like, oh, $10? Meh. And it's like, did you even bother asking, like, what kind of work went into that? Or, like, are there some people who just even, like, come up and take photos of, like, certain prints? It's like, oh, I love that. Take a picture and then just walk away. And it's like, are you serious? You know, I mean, it happens to me. I'm not too much of a fan of it, but I'm not going to be rude about it neither. But it's like, can you ask me first before you take a photo? Because people are like, sometimes they come over and they're like, oh, you can paint this. Look, take the picture. It's like, there, you can copy it at home. And it's just like, are you, what? What? Why?
Yeah, exactly. No, yeah, and I've seen that. You know, I've sat at tables alongside with you, Harley, when you're not trying to kill me. You know, and basically, it's been like, I constantly see all these people taking pictures or, you know, saying,
oh, God,
oh,
is that Heimdall? Is that Heimdall? No, it's not. Okay, I'm good.
Okay, so you're running away. Man, you, so
no,
basically,
I thought it was Heimdall. I'm screwed with Heimdall.
Oh, God, just hearing you trying to run away from the authorities is funny. But basically, long story short, respect these people, okay? That, you know, I'm not saying, hey, bow down to them. I'm saying respect them. Two differences, okay? That's
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I've also had people like, oh, I can draw this at home. It's like, I mean, if you can, awesome, but don't, like, say it in front of me. Jeez, you know?
Yeah, because then that disrespects the work that you put into it, like, yourself. You know, and it's kind of like saying, hey, you know, I could make this drawing, okay? So are you saying my drawing, you know, is bad or what?
Yeah, I mean, there's also been another incident where I had a couple come up to my table, and I made a charcoal Carnage picture. And, like, a lot of people really liked it, and I love Carnage. You know, I love Venom. I really like Spider-Man. I really like him for his villain. And he really liked it, but his girlfriend, oh, I can draw that for you at home. And it's like, ouch. You know, he came up and he's like, oh, I really want this. And then she just says that and cuts him off. I mean, like, okay, maybe you guys are trying to save money, but, like, geez, don't make me feel bad about myself.
Yeah, and you have to understand also some of these artists, you know, and I'm not going to point fingers, nor am I going to assume anything. I'm just saying, what if also? So let's use the what if scenario. You know, some of these people, some of these artists, they use art to get away from their, you know, stressful life or depression or whatever. Sometimes that's what makes them focus on other things besides their, you know, depression or stress or whatever. So when you're going up to someone's table and you're saying, hey, I could draw this for you or I could draw this for you better, you're pretty much slapping that person in the face and saying, hey, your art sucks. So what's that person, the stressful, depression, or whatever person going to think? They're going to be like, wow, I'm not good enough. So, guys, think before you speak. That's all I could say.
It's more of like, if you have nothing nice to say, then don't say anything at all, really, honestly. Or just keep it to yourself, you know? Like, if that's what you think, fine. You know, everyone has the right to an opinion, but just keep it to yourself. Or, like, just walk away and talk to your friends about it. But don't blatantly say it in front of the person or say it to the person, you know? Like, it's the same thing with anything, honestly. Like, you know, somebody's really happy and proud that they made that, and then they're just like, oh, I can make this at home. I can make this,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and basically, I'm just flabbergasted about it. So it's kind of like, come on, look. I have depression. I have a severe case of depression, okay? And every little case of the matter, you know, if I know you're joking with me, I know it's a joke. But if I just ran, if I was an artist and people, and I sat on my chair and people told me what they've told you, Harley, when you're at your table, I would be like, wow. Harley, you've seen me on my lowest. You've seen how I could
be.
So basically, you know, is
the fact
that...
Oh, God,
is
that the Warriors 3? Is that
the what?
Warriors 3. Do you not know who the Warriors 3 are? It's like Thor's little groupie of little men in tights.
Oh, yes. I know who you're talking about now.
There's
Warriors
like
3,
a
yes.
blonde one, an Asian one, and a fat one.
Yeah, for some reason, I thought you said Lawyers 3. I was like, who
Warriors,
are three lawyers?
Warriors.
now I got you. I'm sorry. I misheard. My apologies.
Oh, crap. It is them. I'm going to have to go.
Oh, God. All right,
well
thank you very
much.
It's
been great talking to you, George. I'll see you next episode. Oh, dear God. I got to run. Bye.
And it looks like the Warriors 3 has caught up with Harley. So, basically, poor Harley. But anyway, guys, basically, just make sure you respect artists, you know, when you're at these things, please, because, again, you never know what, you know, these people are dealing with in real life. And on top of that, some artists, not all, but some, you know, they live a life out of these things. So it's really important to them that, you know, these things sell. So it would really put yourself in a position where if, you know, you're tight on money and you're trying to sell what you can and you get 10, 20 people come up to your table and saying, hey, how much you're selling that? $10. And you really need those $10, okay? And that person says, okay, and walks away. Don't be that person. Some people need it. Some people need it for different reasons. You don't know what. So make sure you respect what they need and respect each other at these cons, please, because respect goes so far. Yeah, and it's a double-sided road here, okay, guys? So make sure you always watch what you say and all that stuff. But, guys, this was a great episode of That Otaku Life. You could go ahead and like us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/thatotakulife. Also, guys, you could follow us on Twitter with that_otaku_life. You could also follow Harley's Love Shack at, of course, Facebook and also Instagram under Harley's Love Shack with an S after the Harley. Guys, so make sure you do all of that. Make sure you tune in to us again next Sunday when we're back on the air. So, guys, till then, we'll see you all next week when hopefully I'm back in the studio. So, guys, have a great one. Enjoy. And we'll see you all next Sunday. Remember, otakus, get lucky too. Good day, folks.
You have now had the pleasure of listening to That Otaku Life. Thank you for listening, fellow nerds and nerdettes. We will return once again next Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. You won't want to miss the next episode of That Otaku Life. Otaku Life. Otaku Life.